Commission Chair Thomas Kane says he considers the 9/11 report the definitive work on the attacks. But while the 567-page opus carries answers many of the questions about how the attacks were carried out, a number of mysteries remain, NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Chairman Kane was asked at a news conference Thursday, have all the questions about the attacks been answered?
There are still some unanswered questions because obviously the people who were at the heart of the plot are dead.
Take Mohammed Atta, the ringleader of the plot. Atta was in Boston on September 10, 2001, but instead of catching American Airlines Flight 11 directly from Logan Airport, Atta picked up his colleague, Abdul Aziz Al-Omari, at a Boston hotel. As 9/11 staffer Dieter Snell explained in a statement read last June, the two then drove to Portland, Maine.
For reasons that remain unknown, Atta and Omari took a commuter flight to Boston during the early morning hours of September 11th to connect with Flight 11. The Portland detour almost prevented Atta and Omari from making Flight 11 out of Boston.
The panel says the attacks cost somewhere between $400,000 and $500,000 to execute. Where did the money come from? The report says Al-Qaeda had many sources of funding, but the commission was not able to find out exactly where the 9/11 funds came from. That's an important question for people who fight terrorist financing, and it's important to people like Matt Salido of New Jersey, who lost his son in the attacks.
The guys that give them the money to continue to do these things, they're the ones we have to get to. They're the bigger sinner. It was definitely brought out that we have to find out where they got money from.
The report also has little to say about whether the hijackers had a support network in the U.S. Two hijackers in particular, Khalid Al-Midar and Nawaf Al-Hazmi, clearly got help settling in when they arrived in Southern California, but the commission found no evidence that any of those people were in the know. Were the 19 men the only people in the U.S. who knew about the plot? As for help from other countries, the commission found no evidence to support charges that officials from Saudi Arabia aided the hijackers. No signs either that the hijackers had help from Iraq. The commission did find that Iran may have helped some hijackers by letting them pass through their country without stamping their passports. But that's as far as it goes, according to Chairman Thomas Kane.
There is no evidence whatsoever, for instance, that Iran knew anything about the attack on 9/11, or certainly assisted it in any way whatsoever. So we know of a relationship, how deep that relationship is, and we don't know if it exists to this day. That's going to require more research.
In fact, the list of possible questions is potentially endless. Some 9/11 researchers see the report as an attempt to shut down an investigation that they feel should still be wide open. John Judge with the group 9/11 Citizens Watch held a briefing as the report was coming out, proclaiming it something of a whitewash.
We feel that indications that were mentioned in the joint inquiry report, that there were other countries involved, and now the denial that Saudi Arabia was involved, no word of Pakistan or whether it was involved or whether other countries could have been involved in this operation. The whole story just has a lot of flaws and a lot of pieces that were never followed up on.
That task now falls to the legions of 9/11 researchers, filmmakers, and journalists now that the 9/11 Commission is going out of business. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The Commission's final report and recommendations are at npr.org.